We've all been experiencing some profound changes to our work lives, especially those who are now working from home. And earlier this week on the show, we looked at that stress and anxiety that's emerged from not being able to physically detach from work or say no to your boss to working extra unpaid hours. Well, today, we're going to look at a growing move by firms to monitor everything you're doing remotely. Our business reporter, David Taylor, has been following the developments, and we spoke earlier. David, good afternoon. How exactly are firms proposing to monitor our every move?
Oh, good afternoon, Tom. Well, look, this story highlights how far technology can reach into our lives. Now, companies can already monitor emails. We know that. But it's understood that this system, Tom, will allow companies to X-ray staff emails and use what's called natural language processing technology to work out the sentiment of teams or how people are feeling. So the actual technology will scan the emails and look for happy emojis, or they'll look for words that indicate how people are feeling, whether people are gossiping, and that kind of language within emails, which really, I guess, is trying to capture the mood of employees as they're communicating with other staff. Nigel Fair is the director of the University of New South Wales Canberra cyber program, and he says that this takes remote monitoring to the next level, putting the whole idea into what he calls an ethical grey area.
I think it's got every chance of backfiring. You know, in every organisation you see, particularly every mature organisation, where everyone's told how valuable an employee is and how it's a competitive marketplace and they want to keep their employees and keep them engaged and they want to trust them to do the right thing and value their time, and they get employed to do outputs rather than an actual time-based, you know, you will be logged on at 8 in the morning and log off at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And this flies in the face of sort of modern nomenclature when it comes to the employer and employee relationship.
Nigel Fair there from UNSW Canberra Cyber. So, David, do we know of any companies already using this technology?
Tom, media reports earlier this year suggested that one major bank is already using the system and considering whether to adopt it on a wider scale. Now, consulting firm Blackhall and Pearl is said to be in senior level discussions with the other major banks. So this morning, The World Today asked the Commonwealth Bank if it was the major bank already testing the system and how far it had gotten in terms of pushing the system out to its entire staff. And Tom, we're waiting to hear back from the Commonwealth Bank.
Right. So if this technology means firms can monitor our emails in detail, what else could they potentially monitor?
Well, Tom, I guess that's the point. This sort of highlights the unlimited potential of technology and the control that companies have not only on our workday, but what we do within our workday. Now, the technology can run on social media as well as emerging communication platforms like Slack or Yammer. But email is just the start. Here's Nigel Fair again.
Well, they could be used for anything to see whether they're an employee that you want to keep. Maybe they're, I'm not saying they're engaging in illegal activity, but maybe activity that doesn't go against the values of the organisation, perhaps. Right down to how they're spending their time. If they're meant to be, you know, employed during the day and they're spending their time making social media posts, then you know they're potentially not actively engaged as you would maybe like them to be.
Cyber expert Nigel Fair there. And Tom, he says this whole idea is opening up a can of worms, as he calls it, and says he doesn't think there'll be any winners at all.
Business reporter David Taylor there.